This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I am Ira Flatow. A bit later in the hour, we'll be talking about open access to biomedical research and children and sleep. But up first, poor quality soil. It's a problem for farmers around the world. Dirt stripped of nutrients by years of overfarming and chemical fertilizers. Well, this week there's new evidence that an old farming practice traced back at least 1,500 years to tribes in the Amazon basin can give new life to nutrient-poor dirt. It's called black gold agriculture. The idea is really simple. You add charcoal from burned organic matter to the soil, and the dirt holds on to nutrients and produces lots more crops. This week, scientists at the American Chemical Society meeting presented the results of a controlled study of black gold agriculture, and they found that fertilizing with charcoal produced more crops and captured carbon from the air, right out of the CO2, so the practice could also combat global warming. Sounds too simple? Too good to be true? We're going to talk about it. Our number is 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. Ming Zinghua is an assistant professor in the Agriculture and Natural Resources Department at Delaware State University in Dover. He joins us today by phone from his office. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
How do I pronounce your name?
Ming Zinghua.
Oh, okay. That's close. I'm sure I'm not the first one who's had some trouble with it, but thank you for pronouncing it for me. Let's talk about poor quality soil, a big problem around the world. Why is that?
Yes, so deterioration and quality degradation is a severe and worldwide problem. And it is expressed as soil compaction, poor tilth, surface crusting, slow water seepage, low water retention, low nutrients, and low nutrient retention, and also decreasing crop productivity. This problem is mainly caused by long-term chemical fertilizer application and mechanical tillage. The level of organic matter determines the quality of a soil.
And so
good soils have high organic matter content, say 6 to 15%.
Right.
But the soil plowing makes the organic matter decompose quickly, while chemical fertilization doesn't encourage any external organic matter addition. So year after year, farmland soils become low in organic matter, and the quality turns poor. So currently, most farmland soils have organic matter content lower than 3%.
So what does adding charcoal to the soil, why does it make it a better fertilizer?
Charcoal is a fine-grained, porous black carbon, and it is generated from plant materials, and it is non-toxic to plants. So there are many tiny pores in charcoal. So once applied to soil, the pores will allow air to diffuse into soil. Plant roots need the air to breathe. And in the meanwhile, the tiny pores will hold water and nutrients and later supply to plants. More important, unlike other organic fertilizers, charcoal is very stable, and it will not decompose to carbon dioxide. So once applied, it will stay in soil for hundreds to thousands of years. So to summarize, the high stability and porosity make charcoal a better fertilizer than other organic materials.
And you've actually conducted tests showing this.
Yes.
Wow. Let's get our number, 1-800-989-8255. Let's go to Bob in Cleveland. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I have a question. Now, if I wanted to do this in my backyard where I have a garden, could I just buy a bag of, you know, like charcoal that they use, you know, when they barbecue something and add it to the soil? And, you know, what kind of quantity would I add?
Or what about the ash that's left over, too? That's a good question. Dr. Gao, could he just buy a bag of charcoal? And
Theoretically, you can buy some charcoal directly from a supermarket and grind it into small grains and apply it to the soil. And make sure you incorporate the charcoal into soil while by plowing. And typically speaking, we recommend that 5% of the charcoal to be mixed with the top 20 centimeters of soil.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if the soil bulk density is 1.4 tons per cubic meter and According to that, probably you should calculate the according to the surface area, according to the size of your garden, and calculate how much charcoal is needed. But generally speaking, 5% is good enough.
And also, you were talking about the fact that the charcoal is it absorb or adsorb the CO2?
I should say it's a mix of absorb and adsorb. It's a mixture, and we cannot distinguish the two terms.
Yeah.
It is either physical adsorption or chemical absorption.
Could the fact that it can absorb CO2 from the atmosphere?
Oh yes, it is called in that sense, it's not absorption. Actually, probably you know that the original absorption of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere is carried out by plants through photosynthesis.
Right.
But when plants die, the biomass will be decomposed quickly by microorganisms and release carbon dioxide to the atmosphere.
Right.
But once the biomass is converted to charcoal, and at least 50% of the carbon will be permanently fixed in that material, and it is resistant to microbial and chemical degradation.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of carbon will be will stay in the organic form and won't be released as carbon dioxide to the atmosphere.
So you could take all the tree leaves and the corn stalks and the wood chips and turn them into charcoal and lock up a lot of that carbon in the charcoal and create a great fertilizer at the same time.
Yes. Theoretically, all organic residues and wastes, including the grasses, crop residues, animal manure, and yard trimmings, and even, some leftover from the kitchen.
Wow. People would say, but you have to burn the stuff to make charcoal. Does that not release CO2 back into the atmosphere?
The burning process, actually, it is not a real burning process because the materials are packed in a closed container and heated at a relatively high temperature, say 750 degrees F or 400 degrees C.
Right.
So
there's no oxygen in the reaction you're doing without air.
Without oxygen.
Yeah.
Then only a tiny amount of fraction, only about 10% of the carbon will be converted to carbon dioxide, and 50% of the carbon will remain charcoal, and another 40% will be remain in the byproduct we call the bio oil, which can be harvested and used as another renewable energy source.
Mm-hmm. And so how? I know this is an ancient technique that was discovered in pre-Columbian tribes from the central Amazon. They were doing this 1,500 years ago.
Yes, we learned this lesson from the pre-Amazon people. And an archaeological event disclosed the fertile charcoal carbon-rich and highly productive soil in the central Amazon basin. And later, scientific studies revealed that this fertile soil was fertilized by the Amazon people 1,500 years ago with char produced by smoldering plant debris and animal bones.
So the char, the fertilizer they made, 1,500 years ago,
yes,
was still working.
Yes, the soil is still highly productive even after 1,000 years of crop cultivation without any other fertilization.
Wow. Can farmers do this themselves? Can they make this charcoal themselves?
Yes, and on a farm scale, and it is very simple. And the growers or the farmers just pack the organic residues into a metal container and heat it at like 300 or 400 degrees C until no visible smoke are emitted. Then that charcoal is ready to apply.
Huh. So there must be a kit they can buy or some sort of. Or they must know how to do this then. It's not very hard to do.
It's very easy. And actually, you know, 2,000 years ago, the Chinese people started to make charcoal by themselves by this kind of a process. We call it smoldering or smothering or some, you know, paralysis.
Right. Right. It almost sounds like the method to make Coke, how people
yes.
make Coke. I don't mean the drinking kind either. So where do you go from here in this research?
Currently, we are trying to extend this research from the lab to the field scale, and we are going to do some demonstrations and to look at the long-term effect of charcoal fertilization on soil quality improvement and crop productivity enhancement. So once succeed, we want to encourage all the farmers and growers around the world to practice the charcoal fertilization.
Well, thank you.
To improve soil quality.
Sounds like a simple thing to do.
Yes. Well,
thank you very much, Dr. Gao, for taking time to be with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mingxin Gao, assistant professor in the Agricultural and Natural Resources Department at Delaware State University in Dover. We're going to take a short break and come back. We're going to talk about a new federal policy that opens up scientific research from the NIH, biomedical research, opens it up to the public, everybody to take a look at it. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the short break with Harold Varmus. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.